Article 19 and a number of other organizations realized several months ago that the issue of transparency and access to information had been completely sidelined from the discussion around the renewal and the next action plan of the Millennium Development Goal. We were monitoring the work of people working on the MDGs and realized that, unfortunately, the question of transparency and access to information were only given lip service in the discussions and in the draft of the outcome document. Article 19 brought a group of stakeholders together that are working either on freedom of information or transparency, and fairly quickly we put together this conference in order to raise awareness about the fact that we are about to embark in the next five-year plan for the MDG, and the central question and commitment to transparency and access to information have not been included.
Would you explain the link between achieving the Millennium Development Goals and transparency?
The reason why it is central to the MDG's realization is that transparency, access to information, and indeed the ability of civil society and the media to operate are essential to good governance. And every reading that has been done of national and regional and comparative reports on MDG's implementation demonstrate that where they fail, it has little to do with the situation on the ground in terms of the structural problems, and a lot to do with a lack of commitment, bad governance around implementation of the commitment, and an overall climate which is not fulfilling the principle at the heart of the MDG declaration.
The declaration says the environment and space for civic engagement and civil society organizations are increasingly restricted, preventing active participation and monitoring, and weakening demands for accountability.
What we are saying is that in many countries around the world, there has been for the last about 2 years now a global trend whereby governments are using restrictive laws to curtail the ability of civil society either to establish themselves or to operate. This trend has been recognized by a large number of organizations now, and it was actually one of the key concerns of the U.S. State Department report for 2009. So the key problem at the moment is that civil society, independent civil societies, organizations, more or less in all regions of the world, find their space of actions and their ability to monitor and report constraints and limited by the enaction of new legislation. In the countries where this money is going, there is insufficient freedom to allow civil society to report on how the money is being used. I may add as well that even though there is a clear commitment on the part of donor countries towards aid transparency, we still have a long way to go for the financial flows from countries to countries, for those flows to be fully transparent and readable by the general public.